Are we on? Oh, okay, we're on. Hello, my Audio Boo friends. It is January 27th, 2013. It's 7 o'clock in the evening. I'm sitting here on the sofa with my lovely daughter, Michaela. And she's looking at her iPod, which was my old iPod. I think it's a second generation iPod. And we have a bit of a question for the good people of Audio Boo, and some of you are real experts in this stuff. Okay, so basically the question is this. My daughter right now has a whole bunch of games on her iPod Touch. And originally this iPod Touch was synchronized to my Mac. Now if we hook this thing back up, you can talk, Michaela. Yeah, I know you have the App Store on
can
there.
Can I click it?
You can try clicking
to
it.
To find the games?
Yes, you can
is
try.
Is this the proper one?
Yes.
Okay, you don't have to press on.
Okay, the reason why I'm going to be asking this question is because right now if I take her iPod and plug it into my Mac, I'm not sure what's going to happen because right now, my iTunes in my Mac is synchronized to my iPhone. If I plug it in, I think it recreates an account for her iPod or tries to use the same account on her iPod. I'm not sure, okay, but I'm not going to venture there. I'm going to take another laptop, install iTunes on it, and associate that iTunes with her iPod. However, I know what's going to happen. It's going to wipe the iPod, which is not what we want, because she has games on there, and I think some of your games have...
Can I try it?
Yeah, go ahead. some of her games have... you see, it says this app is incompatible with that iPod Touch. Because it's running the old system. That's why it's running iOS
iPod.
4 or 5. I'm not even sure what it's running. Anyway, so getting back to our dilemma here, if I associate her new iPod with an iTunes on another notebook computer, it's going to wipe out that iPod. And she's got games and she's got stuff she would like to keep on her iPod. However, I'd still like to synchronize it with iTunes so that she could put different music on the iPod. So my question to the Audio Boo community and all my...
Oh, that's nonsense. I have to go free.
The question again to my Audio Boo friends and community is how... can we save or back up the games she currently has on her iPod to a computer and then sync her iPod to the notebook computer with iTunes and then perhaps put the games back in either through the iTunes app measure? Because, again, she's got some games that she would like to keep some of the data files. I think that's the most important thing. She plays something called Pet Hotel. So right now she's got a whole hotel. And then don't you play a game like SimCity or something?
Yeah, it's like that too.
Okay, so she's got data on some kind of SimCity type.
There.
Okay. And she would like to keep the data from those games.
Can I try it?
Because, go ahead. Because if she syncs, we think she's going to lose everything. So all the work she's done in the SimCity-like game or the Pet Hotel game. Anyway, so that's it. That's my question out to everybody on Audio Boo. And thank you very much for anybody who might have some way to help us. I know there's something called iExplorer or something that... allows you to view files. I don't know if it allows you to save files from that app. So any help you can give us would be highly appreciated. Thank you.